Each person possesses special gifts and talents which he or she can contribute to the world, and in doing so, make the world a better place. In society, too often, a person's unique talents are overlooked if he or she has a disability or is viewed as different from the norm, whatever the norm means. Recognizing and celebrating gifts is a moral imperative in an inclusive society. Imagine if Albert Einstein, who was purported to have autism, had been dismissed because he was different. For people with disabilities, being seen by the general public, the media, and all segments of society as individuals with their own talents, abilities, and worth is a perennial challenge. We all must understand that challenge and vow to do our part to ensure human dignity for all members of our communities. Earlier this month, the Jewish community of Baltimore hosted a conference about inclusion for people with disabilities. Timed to coincide with Disabilities Awareness Month, the conference addressed the small and large steps that should be taken to not only include people with disabilities in active communal life, but also the ways in which those with differences could be celebrated for their special talents. Today, over 37 million Americans are classified as disabled, about 12% of the total population. More than 50% of those disabled Americans are in their working years. Most non-disabled workers will encounter a colleague with a disability at some point in their careers. Some of the most pressing needs, including job training and placement, housing and support services, are being addressed by organizations in our community. For more information on opening our doors and hearts to people with disabilities, contact either Jewish Community Services of Baltimore or the AAPD, the American Association of People with Disabilities, or a number of other worthy local and regional organizations committed to this mission. I encourage everyone to get involved with making our communities welcoming to all. It is a truly civilized society that cares for and uplifts its most vulnerable citizens. I'm Mark Terrell, President of the Associated Jewish Community Federation of Baltimore, for WYPR, your NPR news station.